You are listening to Christian Audio's production of What Happens When Women Say Yes to God, Experiencing Life in Extraordinary Ways by Lisa Turkhurst. This book is read by Karen White. This audio recording was produced in 2013 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Harvest House Publishers. Originally published by Harvest House Publishers in English as What Happens When Women Say Yes to God, Experiencing Life in Extraordinary Ways. Copyright 2007 by Lisa Turkhurst. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. I dedicate this book to Susie Sanbo and my other Long Island friends. The day so many of you said yes to God is one I will never forget. 1. A soul that longs for more. Whatever God says do, do it. It all started the day God told me to give away my Bible. I was exhausted from traveling and speaking. All I wanted to do was to get to my assigned seat on the plane and settle in for a long winter's nap. Imagine my absolute delight at being the only person seated in my row. I was just about to close my eyes when two last-minute passengers made their way to my row and took their seats. Reluctantly, I decided to forgo my nap. The last thing I needed was to fall asleep and snore, or worse yet, wake up with my head resting on the guy's shoulder beside me. No, I didn't need another most embarrassing moment. So I pulled a manuscript out of my bag and started reading. "What are you working on?" the guy asked. I told him I was a writer and I was working on a book titled Leading Women to the Heart of God. He smiled and said he thought God was a very interesting topic. I agreed and asked him a few questions about his beliefs. Before long, I found myself reaching into my bag and pulling out my Bible, walking him through some key verses that dealt with the issues he was facing. He kept asking questions, and I kept praying God would give me answers. All of a sudden, I felt God tugging at my heart to give this man my Bible. Now, this was not just any Bible. This was my everyday, highlighted, underlined, written in, and tear-stained Bible. My kids had even drawn pictures in this Bible. I started to argue with God in my head, but his message was clear. I was to give away my Bible. I emptied it of some old church bulletins and other papers, took a deep breath, sighed, and placed it in the man's hands. "I'd like for you to have my Bible," I said. Astonished, he started to hand it back to me, saying he couldn't possibly accept such a gift. "God told me to give it to you," I insisted. "Sometimes the God of the universe pauses in the midst of all his creation to touch the heart of one person. Today, he paused for you." The man took my Bible and made two promises. First, he said he would read it, and second, someday he would pass it on, doing for someone else what I'd done for him. Before I knew it, the plane landed and we were saying our goodbyes. As I stepped into the aisle preparing to disembark, the woman on the other side of the businessman reached out and grabbed my arm. She'd been staring out the window the entire time we were flying, and I thought she'd been ignoring us. But her tear-stained face told a different story. In a tone so hushed I could barely hear her, she whispered, "Thank you. What you shared today has changed my life." I put my hand on hers and whispered back, "You're welcome." Then a knot caught in my throat as tears welled up in my eyes. I didn't have another Bible to give away, so I gave her one of my books and hugged her goodbye. It has been said that we are to tell the whole world about Jesus, using words only if necessary. I saw this powerful truth come to life. Though I never spoke to this lady about Jesus, she saw him through my obedience. How humbling, how profound. As I got off the plane that day, I could barely hold back my tears. 3 people's hearts were radically changed.